I am delighted to be here this morning to talk about this issue, which is one that I can't think of a family, of a population that is not somehow impacted by cervical cancer. It's not just an issue for women. It's an issue for families. And it's something, as Joanne said, could be prevented. When we think of cancer, we often think that the goal of preventing cancer is something that won't happen within our lifetime. That's not the case with cervical cancer. It could happen, and it could happen within a few years. Cervical cancer is one cancer that can be prevented with the diagnostic tools, the HPV vaccine, which is one of the biggest medical breakthroughs in dealing with this issue, and lifestyle changes that are available to us today. I think this issue is critically important, and I know my colleagues in the Senate agree, because yesterday they supported me in a resolution which I sponsored, Senate Resolution Number 15, which talks about cervical cancer. Let me read this to you. Whereas during the month of January, there is a national focus on cervical cancer in order to increase public understanding of the disease, including its prevalence, approaches to screening and prevention, treatment options, and resources that offer information about it. And whereas the American Cancer Society estimates that more than 12,000 women will be diagnosed with cervical cancer this year, and 4,000 or more will die from it. Cervical cancer affects the cervix, the part of the body that connects the uterus or womb to the vagina or birth canal. Cervical cancer develops very slowly, with half of women diagnosed between 35 and 55 years of age, and approximately 1 in 5 is diagnosed after the age of 65. The highest rates of occurrence are among Latina and women of African American descent. It's estimated that 20 million Americans carry the human papillomavirus, HPV, the most common sexually transmitted virus that leads to cervical cancer. And periodic pap tests are recommended to detect precancerous and cancerous cervical cells for women 21 years of age and older. And the vaccine is recommended for younger women as early as age 9. Regular cervical cancer screening can usually be performed simply as part of the regular physical exam with a pap smear, one of the most reliable and effective cancer screening tests available. And the majority of women diagnosed with cervical cancer have not had regular pap smears or have not followed up when they've had abnormal pap smear results. Other risk factors associated with cervical cancer are smoking, long-term use of birth control pills, and having 3 or more children. Medical advances have made cervical cancer, once the second leading cause of death for women, today a preventable disease with a very high rate of cure when detected early. Therefore, be it resolved that the Senate recognizes the month of January 2013 as Cervical Cancer Awareness Month in Pennsylvania. And I want to add, as I finish and hand this document over to Joanne, that I commend the Pennsylvania Immunization Coalition for helping to educate us on cervical cancer and the critical role that the HPV vaccine can have in preventing cervical cancer. I want you to know, as an aside, when I started to do the research for my remarks, I was using my Senate computer to access information, and I got blocked by the Senate filter because the message came up, this is about sex education. You can't have that information. Is that a sign, or does that indicate to us how difficult it is to provide education when we think of this, a disease that impacts so many people, as an issue about sex? It's an issue about health, and it's about promoting the health of men and women in the Commonwealth. So again, I commend the Immunization Council for taking this issue on. Joanne, would you come forward so I can give you a copy of these resolutions? We have the formal document for you to take back with you and share and perhaps put on your website. We are concerned about this issue in Pennsylvania state government, and we appreciate the work that you're doing to help those thousands of individuals that we represent in the Commonwealth.
Thank you so much.